Hey guys, welcome to the Chaser Pod. I am your host, Deepika Naidu, and in this segment we are chatting with former Uzalo actress Dawn Tondeka King about being a traditional healer and entertainer, and how her life path sees no gender. This podcast is part of Chaser Live's Women Day special, where exceptional women in entertainment have been given a platform to have much needed conversations, share their stories, and experiences as women succeeding in the entertainment industry.
Yes, Umzanzi Sagatville is filled with flavor.
But you know that he overtook whatever fame in the morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi in donje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chaser Pod.
What is it like being a female Sangoma? Have there been any challenges or obstacles you faced?
No, okay, so maybe I should put it into perspective so that my healing expertise make more sense. I heal through prayer, so I would be what is called umthandazi.
Okay.
So that one is different from Sangoma. So we're all trained. There's a kind of like a blanket way that we're trained, but we all specialize. So I am umthandazi. And how, any difficulties with regards to being a female? No, because I am just a vessel, and in me comes through spirits of male and female. So sometimes I would have male spirits that I would use to come through to heal people. Sometimes it would be female. So in our context, in our spiritual context, male and female doesn't exist in the manner that people understand it. Because you can be female in body, but male in spirit. I don't know if it makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense.
Sometimes a female being referred to as Nkulu, Nkulu Pindamshai, because it means Nkulu Pindamshai is the great grandfather that uses the female Dawn Tondeka King as a vessel to come through and heal.
So do you believe there's any relationship between your womanhood and being a traditional healer?
No, it does not. I wouldn't even say it works. In my understanding and in my experience, the female-male definition of ourselves as humans, it has nothing to do with us in the spiritual space. In the spiritual space, we are just vessels. We literally allow, that's why we are trained, so that our bodies are prepared, so that are used as vessels by those that have chosen to come through us, be it of our ancestral lineage, meaning in our families, or just spirits of angels, because also there are spirits that choose you that have not lived on earth. So it really has nothing to do with gender in our healing space.
Being both an entertainer and a traditional healer, how has that affected both sides of you and both your careers?
I think I heal through my, not that I think, I know that I heal through my career. That is why I had to, the only way I could make it into the entertainment space was for me to go through my initiation process, for me to understand that my performing gift, my acting talent or my performance talent comes with my calling. And so when I do my work, I'm actually healing people through my work.
Being an actress and a woman and a traditional healer kind of puts you in this unique position of understanding the world around you. And what has that been like? How do you feel about that? Do you have any advice?
Again, I'm going to remove the woman part of it and put it far away from me. Because I worry when we have to, everything has to be gender based. I'm a performer in the entertainment space, I'm a healer in the healing space. It has nothing to do with my gender. I do it. I think I would be a performer even if I were born male. I would be a healer even if I were born male. So I would advise anyone who, you know, just like how we are advised not to see color, I would advise for people to see less and less people for their gender, to remove the gender and just look at the work that someone does, be it a healer. Look at the healer. Don't look at the female healer. Look at the healer. Look at the entertainer and not the female entertainer. So remove gender. And we in that way, we move more towards seeing the soul instead of the physical person. You see that person's soul. You see them for who they are, because we are spirit first and then we are human. So ours is just a human experience. We are spirits first. So for me, I think it comes from that angle of let's see each other spiritually and let's not see each other physically all the time. Of course, there will be times where gender will have to play a role. And I would like for that time to, those times to be less and less. But putting gender, especially in the workplace, does it mean that I'm not going to be good at what I'm doing because I'm female? Do I need to be male in order to portray a particular character? You know, what happens to people that don't conform to gender? What happens to those people that are genderless? Because we are living in an age now where gender is a very sensitive thing. So there are people who are all kinds of things, who conform to all kinds of, we don't have male, female anymore. We have all sorts. So once we remove that, we will have, you know, we'll see life in a better and an easier way. And we'll go through it easier as well.
Do you have any advice for anyone else like you out there?
Well, I hope people are individuals. I shy away from people wanting to be like other people. I shy away from advising those people. I always say, be you, do you. You are an individual. You were brought here for a purpose, an individual purpose. God has a purpose with your life, and you have an individual gift, individual talent. So I would like people to pursue their individual talents. I can influence, you know, a person can say, oh, I'd like what she does, but do you really like what I do? Or is it how I do it that makes you like it? Just do a bit of introspection and find out what it is exactly that you are all about, you, the individual. So I would like to encourage people to take time to just, you know, understand themselves individually.